Welcome to this new podcast episode, another super powerful aspect of ourselves. We are going to talk about the importance and the dance of polarity in Tantra, in our lives, in the universe, and how to make love with it, how we can awaken through it, how we can play with it. So in Tantra, it is understood that all reality is a dance between opposite. The dance between Shiva and Shakti, the two main principles that you will find anywhere in Tantric teachings. These are no other than the masculine and the feminine principles in life, which are both seen as ancestral archetypical lovers. So I want to tell you the story of Shiva and Shakti so you can better understand why it is so deeply connected to us. It's such a beautiful story. So in the beginning, there was one. And the one was everything and everyone. And it was one for eons and eons, and it remained one for unimaginable time. At some point from this one, emerged eventually the desire to experience itself, and so to do it, it split into two. One part was Shakti, the energy, the flow, and the movement, and the other part was Shiva, that was the consciousness, the presence, the purpose. So as soon as this one became two, they gazed upon each other and they fell madly in love, and they wanted nothing more to reunite again. So they clasped each other passionately and explored all the infinite ways in which they could merge into one. They entered each other and they dissolved all the boundaries between them. And then for millennia and millennia, they made love and they did it again and again and again, and they achieved oneness as they exploded into mutual simultaneous orgasm. They wouldn't even notice how they copulated and procreated, because babies would just pop out of them without any hassle. And just like that, the entire universe was born. So this story holds the story of the universe and the original story of ourselves, because just like them, we long for connection. We are magnetized by attraction, and we're drawn by the desire to merge into oneness. And just like Shiva and Shakti, this incredible passion is exactly what connects us to all of life. And desire, therefore, is a path to divine union. I want to put a note here that the masculine and the feminine principles are not gender identities per se, but they are more the qualities of these two opposing forces in our reality. So what this means is that all men and women contain both of these qualities, both of these forces within them. We may, of course, identify more strongly with one or the other within ourselves, or when we are in a relationship with someone else, but it is so important to know that we are not limited to one or the other type of polarity. We can be both. And this is why it is so interesting and important for us to know, because each of us is already complete and whole. And yet at the same time, just like Shiva and Shakti, we can experience ourselves relative to the other. Let's try to go more in depth here. Shiva. Shiva is the masculine principle. He is the meditative awareness. He is the consciousness. He is the observer of all the manifestation of life. So he's the masculine principle, and that part of us that never changes, but sits and watches with presence all the manifestation of life. If we were to compare Shiva to nature, we would represent like the grounding, firm, steadfast, unshakable mountain. And Shakti instead is the feminine principle. She's the dance of life. She's the energy. She's the feelings. She's all the emotions, the energy that moves it all, that moves all of life. And if we have to see Shakti in nature in comparison, she is like everything that happens around that mountain. She's the animals, the wind, the insects, the water, everything that brings that mountain to life. And Shakti energy can be wild, can be wildly sensual. It's very raw and expressive and can be seen everything that lives in the manifest. While Shiva energy is formless, has no form. There is actually a saying where there is no Shakti, the body is but a corpse, because there will be no life force, just emptiness and presence. So it may not be easy to grasp in the beginning if you are new to all this, but in time you will totally get it, especially if you continue to practice self-awareness, self-observation. So again, more down-to-earth examples of Shiva and Shakti may be like, if you have a lot of Shiva energy within you, you might like clear, minimalistic spaces, a lot of clear lines, like minimum decor. You may enjoy sports with elements of risk in them, like rock climbing or gambling. You could prefer to be alone in silence rather than in the middle of noisy gatherings. And you may like to spend more time working on your projects and getting things done. Or you may prefer a war or hero movie over a romance. This is, for example, my partner. He loves heroic and epic movies. And if you are more in your Shakti, you may like more to gather with family and friends and have a lot of time to chat and catch up maybe. Or you may like activities that are more fun and playful, just like dancing or doing handicrafts. You like decorations. You make a home very, very cozy, homing and welcoming. And in the movie part, definitely you prefer watching romance movies or with a high component of emotions over war and action. And this is totally me. Are you getting a little bit more of the mood here? So of course, women will naturally tend to feel more resonance with Shakti qualities, while men may feel more aligned with Shiva aspects. But this is not the only way. And our polarity really changes over time and depending also on who we are relating with in every given moment. So for this reason, I really want you to know and reflect upon the fact that whatever you experience more is your predominant expression. Remember that also the opposite exists within you. And the final aim of all this is just one, to unite Shiva and the Shakti within us, to unite all the opposites within us, to fall in love with them, and reawaken ourselves to our totality. Because what happens if we don't have these two polarities balanced inside of us? There will be war. And it's very simple. Look at our world right now. On Earth, there is a huge war. It's a massive war. There are so many places at war between men and women because there is no balance. Especially look at the places like the Middle East or North Africa. Those places where the war really never ends. If we look in the past, they were like the matriarchies where the sense of community, of coming together, and balance among everyone was very, very much celebrated and honored. And a lot of feminine wisdom was available, and the energy was not suppressed, but it was embraced. And all the emotional nature of people was totally celebrated. And in time, eventually, dominance became to take place and patriarchy took over. And we can see now that the society we live in now is still, to a very large extent, patriarchal. Where the qualities, the values of structure, of logical thinking and control are intensely present. I want to say that these are not bad values per se. We do need them in our lives and they can make us live a good life. But the problem begins when these qualities are not balanced by the feminine, by the qualities of softness, quality of love, of embracing all that there is. It suddenly seems that today, the masculine and the feminine are no longer meeting each other. They're not honoring each other, appreciating one another's gifts. We're always in competition or denigrating one another. We forgot to honor our differences and celebrate them and gain from them. So it all really comes down to the necessity to balance ourselves, to come back in harmony as complementary souls. And only this way we can actually truly change the world, inviting more feminine qualities in our lives, and within ourselves to balance a mainly masculine world. Okay? So moving on, to actually unite the Shiva and Shakti within ourselves, we must firstly acknowledge which polarity is more dominant within ourselves. Notice if one of them is more asleep than the other, and therefore awaken it. And then we need to heal any separation between these two polarities, internally and externally. And a way to notice this, to do maybe some self-reflection, is to notice if maybe you are too detached from your emotions or your feelings, if you tend to be almost neutral to them, or don't contemplate feeling them or expressing them, then maybe you have an excess of Shiva energy, both men and women. So you might want to try to actually express your emotions, develop your feminine side more with activities such as sensual dancing or meditating or activating your heart center through your chest or breast. Through breast massage, it's totally a thing. Also, men can really, really connect with their heart doing a chest massage. Helps getting softer and deeper. Or maybe you are very chaotic and confused and so overwhelmed by your emotions. Very indecisive. You're thrown around by them with no way to anchor. If this is you, you really have an excess of Shakti. And you might want to develop more awareness to hold space for your experiences without judging them. You need to be mindful. You need to learn to stay present with what you are going through and be open to the experience just as it is. You may want to try and dive in more deep into masculine type of activities, just like rock climbing or learning to organize your life. So I hope this kind of makes sense for you. And ways we can play with our polarities. My favorite is when I dance for my partner. So I dance, I'm expressing myself, I am in my Shakti, I am in my eroticism, my sensuality, and he simply stays and observes me without doing anything physically, but he is extremely present. And is feeling all the energies in his Shiva, the container in which the Shakti expresses herself. And same on the opposite. Maybe he is doing something for me. Maybe he's dancing or doing a ritual. And he is in his Shakti. And I am the Shiva. I am the observer. And I simply feel and I remain present to what is happening in that moment. Or another way to play with polarity is like going to dance. Go to tango or salsa. These types of dancing are amazing because the man is leading and the woman learns to follow the guide of the man. So what happens is the man learns to be in his role as a guide. And the woman learns to simply let go and follow the lead. And you can also exchange role here if you feel inspired. And the best of all, this is the best way to learn about polarity for me is right in the bedroom. It is during sex. This is the best way to play with polarity. So the woman is usually penetrated by the man or by another woman. But also the man can be penetrated by the woman in so many different ways too, or man by men. So not only physically, but also energetically. This is why I love the sex toys industry, mostly for the crystal dildos, the plugs and strap-ons, not the plastic ones. I prefer crystal, but this is another topic. But I love the sex toy industry because we have the chance to play a lot with polarity there. Play with polarity, and we free ourselves from conditioning this way. Because, for example, men have a lot of conditioning regarding their anuses by the idea of being penetrated or having just a finger near that. Make a lot of silly and funny jokes. And women have usually no clue of how to be more dominant. Usually we're more submissive because we are more receptive with the yoni. And learning to play and expand our views in lovemaking can greatly make a step into this wisdom we have about around polarity our bodies know. And in the bedroom, we can feel directly where is it that we have to work on more. I can be the man, and I can be also the woman in the bedroom, and also my partner. Just like Shiva and Shakti that find all the possible ways to merge and unite and make love and copulate and become one again. The ways are endless. And remember also that we are so attracted to one another as humans because we want to cancel those polarities. We want to come back to that union, to that place of oneness. And it's so, so, so powerful and incredibly beautiful to dissolve the boundaries and the polarities. Look, in our bodies, we have very direct access to those two polarities by our genitals, by the yoni and the lingam, the vagina and the penis. A way to actually deepen our polarity awareness is really bringing a whole lot of devotion to our respective genitals. Like when you are approaching a woman, really try to remember she too has a vagina if you're a woman. When you approach a man, remember his lingam, the sacredness of these parts. It's a matter of awareness you bring. It's not that you approach a man or a woman or you simply touch their genitals out of the blue, but you include them in your awareness, in your encounter, in your meeting. Because we usually tend to relate to other people from the chest upwards, but never from our genitals. Making the encounter rather incomplete, not meaningful. Look at dogs, for example. They smell their asses to receive information about the other dog. This is their way of to communicate. We do have some things to learn from animals, actually. They do include the genitals to know the other. This is what we should do, too, in our awareness. Bring that awareness. And finally, in the bedroom, always take time, both the woman and man, during lovemaking, to truly honor your genitals. You can simply cup the genitals with your hands. May bring your forehead to them with gratitude and sense of devotion. You can also perform a loving massage. You can kiss, lick it, give all your unconditional love to the genital because it's so damn empowering and it really will change your life. So all this information is simply useful for you to learn to understand yourself more and learn where you are at now. Throw some light upon your relationships and attractions. Like when we are strongly polarized, like when there is an excessive Shakti energy or Shiva energy, there's a lot of desire in relating and in sexuality spontaneously that way. And this is so true because I remember when I was younger and I was totally in my Shakti energy. I was extremely Shakti. I was all over the place. I would be in a relationship every second of my life. I really do not recall being single for less than a year. And that was maybe the longest time because my desire of attracting an opposite pole was so, so strong. I would continue to find partners to dissolve this polarity, to compensate. Then in time, I balanced my inner masculine. I resolved conflicts with my father, for example, and I learned to embrace myself. I learned to hold space for myself and not get too overwhelmed by my own emotions. And I learned to care for myself and love myself. Now I look at myself and I see that I'm pretty balanced and I feel very, very, very happy on my own. And when that happened, that's when I attracted a perfectly harmonious partner. Very, very balanced as well in his own feminine and masculine sides. And we play. We play a lot and we find 1,000 ways to merge and play with our polarity. So it's so fascinating. And I do invite you to listen to this episode again because I give you a lot of information and I do believe it's very worthy to try it out in your life. I also posted on my Patreon a very nice practice called the Circle of Light to understand even deeply the polarity if you are in a couple. You can find it on www.patreon.com/sacris. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you next week.